from the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
It's the 11 o'clock hour of the G and Ursula Show. Good morning to you, Ursula.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Absolutely. Good. I've been enjoying the last couple of segments really have brought out a lot of people trying to figure out how they can label us. And I think what it boils down to is you can't fit everybody into a convenient box. You really can't. And so, I think it's good to have nuance.
Sure. Someone said, G and Ursula, you guys are always poking fun at conservative values. To which I ask, which conservative value do we poke at? And I did that on purpose because I knew that whatever the value that they think that I make, that I poke at, it would be impossible for them to write that down and type that. And they couldn't. And you still can't. You still can't really poke, say that I make fun or poke at conservative values because I don't look at this. I've never had a gang mentality. I think that you can agree and have a opinion about this and have a different opinion about that. It doesn't always fall in line on, one side or the other. And my goal in doing this show is to try to show us on a continual basis that the agree to disagree segment, which is coming up next, is a real thing, right? Like, it's not this whole divide and everything that's constantly like that. It's only done for money reasons. It's only done for votes and things. Truthfully, most of us can get along together in a community. It's not really a vision thing. It's only the politics that does that.
So with that, we're going to do agree to disagree.
Brought to you by Garden Roofing and Gutters.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
If you're headed out to the lake this summer and plan to stop at the store and grab one of those foam coolers on the way, good luck. As of June 1st, all styrofoam cups, plates, clamshell takeout containers, and single-use foam coolers will be banned in Washington. So a law to ban styrofoam was passed in 2021, but was not scheduled to go into effect until now. Gee, are you happy about this news? Are you sad about this news? How you feeling, man?
I didn't care. When you said that, I did not care about the foam coolers, whatever, because it didn't impact me. And Ursula, once I'm proving your point, to where we only care about things that impact us.
You can't pick and choose.
You can't pick and choose. Oh, and so, Ursula, when we talked about it, I didn't care until I got a text message from my friend, and they said, oh, not only the foam cooler, this also will eliminate the cup-o-noodle. I don't know about y'all, but the cup-o-noodle has been with me in some real hard times. You know, the foam cup with the noodles, you just put some water in there and you put it
yes.
in the microwave.
So now you care.
Now I care.
You actually don't put those in the microwave.
Oh, no.
Or geez,
wait,
been putting
hold on,
no,
wait,
you're
wait,
not
wait,
supposed
wait.
To microwave the styrofoam containers.
That's news to G.
Okay.
Wait. So what are you doing it?
No, you put boiling water in them, yeah, and you leave it for 3 minutes. Yeah, I mean, like, you're probably safe putting it in there for 30 seconds, but...
Oops. Go ahead, Ursula.
So, the more you learn, the more you know, the better you do, right? So, those are not good for the environment. There are so many other options. There are
yeah.
those little plastic, not plastic, but reusable lunch pails that you can use.
Yeah.
And I'm not
going to,
where you can.
Oh, the bento box things.
And yeah, you don't need those little flimsy styrofoam things that are good for one or two uses, or you have a stack of them in your garage that you never use. They're just
I got in trouble by my recycle people probably like 2 months ago. My Amazon package had some styrofoam in it. I didn't really.
And they dug through your recycling.
It was weird. They just put a note on my recycling can and
says, "Do better."
Yeah,
right. So, yeah.
Okay. So, normally I would be 100% for this because styrofoam is awful. We are particularly blessed here in the Pacific Northwest to live around Puget Sound, which is this protected body of water which keeps us away from all of the stuff that floats around in the ocean currents. And if you've ever been down to, like, South America, a beach in South America, and you see, like, literally piles of plastic and styrofoam everywhere, and it washes in every day, it is disgusting. That being said, I actually had a styrofoam cup last summer when I stopped in Yakima and got some cantaloupe juice from a Mexican restaurant. And that thing kept my drink cold not only throughout the evening, but I stuck it in the fridge, and the ice in there was still frozen the next morning. It was like one of those Stanley tumblers with the lead, mm-hmm. but I guess the lead's probably not really going to hurt you because it's not in the... Anyways, it is superior insulation. So if you're getting takeout Chinese food, right, and it comes in the styrofoam clamshell, it's going to be cold when you get home. And I actually enjoy the foam coolers a little bit because sometimes you don't plan on needing a cooler, but you got to get one, and that's what they sell. And I don't want to spend $20, but gee, I got something for you here. I'm gonna have to throw this to you about your cup of noodles. Check this out.
Oh my goodness.
Right downstairs, I noticed this happened about 3 weeks ago. If you look at the cup of noodles, it comes in a paper container now. If you look at the top, it says
I want it.
Microwave safe.
I don't want it.
You don't want it? Because like you enjoy the aesthetic feel of your fingers squeaking on the styrofoam?
I think it feels so much better.
No, it's different. It's the same with the attack on straws. This is only happening because you got Democrats in office. And this wouldn't happen. And by the way, my friend Sherry just texted me, and some of you all just texted me, even with the foam, it was safe to put in the microwave for at least about 30-something,
yes.
under a minute.
Under a minute. Beyond that, you've got something that's crumbling.
But by the way, I don't want these cup of noodles.
All right, buddy, let's move on.
Okay.
Oh, Ursula, according to the Wall Street Journal, us Americans no longer keep our change. In fact, the metal kind that clinks around in our pocket, we throw away $68 million worth of change in the U.S. every single year. There are companies now that go through and they sort metal recycling, and they will actually sift out all of the coins to collect the cash. Are you still keeping your change, Ursula? Because my pennies go right in the garbage can.
You throw your change?
What am I supposed to do with them?
You've got children. You can give them and show them how a few pennies and a few quarters and a few dimes actually amount to certain amounts, that money that you can spend.
Matthew doesn't know how change works. I think he knows four quarters is a dollar, but you can't buy anything with pennies.
You know what I do?
Is he going to dump a pile of pennies on the counter at Rite Aid?
No. I'm willing to pay, what's that company?
Coinstar?
Oh, Coinstar, yes. I'm willing to pay Coinstar. What?
Oh, never mind.
Gambling?
I said it was a scam.
Oh, no.
They charge you usury. It's like 10%.
Yeah, but guess what? That's time that I don't have to use up
rolling coins
or dumping them in the bank.
Nobody does that anymore.
But the other day, I emptied out my piggy bank, and I actually have a piggy bank shaped like a pig.
It's literally a pig.
It is a pig. And I opened it up, put all the coins in a bag. Okay, call me boomer. I see your look on your face. I took it to the QFC, dumped it in, and it was over $50. You guys are the ones who are the suckers.
What?
You guys are the thinking that it's not money. You throw it in the trash. How foolish!
I literally throw away pennies now.
Okay. Real quick.
On the opposite.
Do you want me to keep my pennies and give them to you?
I actually bend over and pick up a penny if I actually see one on the ground.
Why? Why would you bother doing that?
Because again, pennies accumulate and become actual money. Talk to me when I'm ready to retire in a few years.
Oh, please.
Ursula, what are you?
206 says you throw money in the garbage. Unbelievable.
What do you think I want to say?
A lot of us do.
Bless your heart. I know. You've got that look of bless your heart. I'm standing with.
Okay, watch this. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
When's the last time you used change to pay for something?
It's been maybe a decade or two. I feel like I saved the coins for I don't know what reason.
So here's my point. Can we just. Hey, currency department, U.S. Treasury, can we get rid of coins? It's useless. Chef's point right now is how much money is wasted. Like who, when you break a dollar or you break a 10 and then you have the change, a lot of times you just put the change in a little cup for someone else, or you can't get something because you're 3 cents shy because you had some change or something like that. Can we just stop with the change?
Oh,
and I love you to death. And I'm not going to say, okay, boomer. I'm not going to even say bless your heart because you have a landline. But Ursula,
just give me your change.
I'm getting cooked right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm telling you right now, there are people who are siding with me. Yes.
And Chef, you're getting cooked?
Yeah.
Seriously, tell me what you keep your pennies for. I keep the silver stuff, but if I got like a couple dirty pennies sitting in my car and like the change, boom,
you
right in the garbage.
You know what? I should have known.
I'm telling you right now.
I should have known.
I'm telling you right now, after a while, it accumulates. And you bring it to the store, and you have money that you actually can buy something. I'm going to tell you right now.
This is a trap. You know what? Ursula laid the trap for us. She knew this morning that who our audience was. And she knew that we would go into this topic.
Again.
And I know.
Look at this thing. It is blowing.
Our text line is exploding with people saying, yes.
I've never seen this before.
Wait a minute. I know you guys disagree with me all the time. I've never seen you guys agree. I mean, you guys are so on Ursula's side now.
Just the idea that you throw away your change.
No, throw away pennies.
No.
Yes.
He made a mistake there.
I did not make a mistake. Okay, I'll say it again. I throw away pennies.
No, let's make a concession. I'm with Ernie on this. You messed up there. I'm not throwing away any change.
Where does it go? Yeah. Where do your pennies go, G?
I'll give it to, you know what I'm saying? I'll give it to whenever I use it, I'm going to give it to the change folks right there.
See,
a little cup
here's
right
the
there.
Deal. Like, I
I'm
use
not
cash.
Throwing away.
I use cash maybe 3 times a month. So the amount of times that I get change is maybe 3 times a month. We're talking about like less than a dollar. I know.
But,
and you know what? If I just save my pennies, I'd be able to buy my own house anytime soon.
No.
And if I stop buying the avocado toast.
People are connecting me with Chef. Ernie says, I can't believe Chef and G right now throwing away money. No. That's Chef by himself. I am not throwing away money. Are you kidding me? I'm not doing that. So I want to be crystal clear.
I'm going to say.
Huh.
Of all the topics that we've brought up in the past month,
oh my gosh,
this one is overwhelmingly.
We just struck a nerve right here. Like everybody, it's almost like we just of all.
And
the,
I'm telling you right now, one of the happiest days was when I emptied all those coins, and it was I lugged it to the QFC, dumped in it. There was something very satisfying.
I will admit, dumping the jar of coins in Coinstar is pretty satisfying.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now nobody smokes hardly anymore.
Yeah.
Hardly. That's what the ashtray is for. The ashtray is for your coins.
And
sure.
I'll tell you
it
what,
should be coin tray.
I do have a pile of coins in my car. I don't make it visible, but again, have them available when you have to come up with that change.
By the way, I'm not going to even allow you to disrespect Coinstar because the Coinstar inside of the QFC in Westwood Village in West Seattle, that Coinstar, I used to walk up to it and it used to talk to me. Welcome back, G. you fell on some hard times, didn't you?
It's the 29th, isn't it?
And when I would get that little ticket that would come out and you see it, I'm like, yee! Can I go over and get a cash?
Okay. Can I just point out
real quick? Can I tell you one other thing that I've started? Sorry for interrupting.
Go ahead.
But it's also given me great satisfaction. And I told a few folks about this.
Uh-huh.
And some of you have reached out and asked me what it is.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Great Savings Challenge, the 100-Day Saving Challenge.
Oh, you've still been doing that?
Yes. Last night I was counting and I was putting away bills. And again, I like carrying some cash.
Yep.
And I just squirrel away some of those bills. And I was just flipping through the book, looking at the bills that I was able to put away that I don't miss. But in the end, I'm going to have $5,500.
What day are you on?
I kind of bounce around depending on what amount of cash I have. But I have the very last day already filled and the first 25 days filled.
Can I point how just crazy some. I don't understand why people are so mad at me. Here's the deal.
No, because you say no. You messed up when you
said I throw away money.
You throw
away money all the time, dude. Are you kidding me? Look.
Oh, here it comes.
No, I don't.
Here it comes. Yeah. Check this out. Okay, if I decide to buy the non-premium brand of ice cream when I go to the grocery store tomorrow instead of Haagen-Dazs, you know what? I will have saved more money than I could have saved in 3 years saving my pennies.
Why is it either
three
or?
3 years.
No.
It's completely worthless. I'm going to the grave on this. I'm sorry.
No, but Chef, here's where you, I'm mad because I'm guilty by association. They just think
guilty by association.
They just think, man, you know, it's one of the it was a chef and his black friend came over and said he throws away money too. And I'm gonna tell you something. My ancestors won't allow that. No. We don't throw away money, player. No matter how much money we have, we don't throw away a penny. I was with you.
Uh-huh.
I agree with you. But I gotta disassociate myself with you, Ursula. Can I get a lifeline? Can I come on your side?
Yeah, heck no, man. You know what? I eat expired food, and I've saved more money than you have in pennies in the last decade.
Here's the justification.
Just drop the justification. It's called logic.
Don't even throw them away. Just drop them on the street.
Nick, are you on his side?
No. You're better off just accidentally, quote unquote, just dropping them. Don't throw them away. That's more of an effort.
Cheryl says, Boomer Town here. I have a cookie tin.
Hey, whatever works, Cheryl.
Oh, by the
whatever
way.
Whatever works.
Those cookie tins, the old cookie,
yes,
the blue ones that grandma used to have.
Yes.
When the cookies are gone, that's what your change go in.
There's 200 text messages here.
Again, there's something so satisfying hauling all of that change into the store and coming back with that bill.
Yeah.
A big one.
Okay. So 11:30 TBD, it says.
We're going to talk about Amazon.
Oh.
Have we seen the peak of Amazon? And what is happening where HQ was supposed to bring in even more employees and it's having the opposite effect?
All right. We will let Chef stew for a minute because he just got cooked.
Yeah, whatever. Pennywise, pound foolish, y'all.
It's the G and Ursa Show.
Sign up for Mariner's Mail to receive pre-sale offers, exclusive content, and more directly to your inbox for free. Mariner's Mail subscribers get first dibs on all the latest ticket news and action from T-Mobile Park. Go to mariners.com/insider to join the club today.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime.
Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the G and Ursula Show. We've enjoyed reading your text messages on our Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. It has been buzzing this morning. A lot of you, thankfully, agree with me that every penny counts.
Oh, wait, I'm on, wait.
And G, G2.
I mean, because I was with Chef, and he starts saying throwing away pennies. And, man, Miss Shirley texts in. Miss Shirley agrees with you, too, Ursula.
Yeah, she said even at her age.
Of 86 yes. years old, she says, at my age, as long as I'm able, I will continue to bend over and pick up that penny.
I'm right there with you.
I'm with you, too, Miss Shirley.
I'm right there with you. Okay, speaking of money, let's talk about Amazon, because Amazon's HQ2, Headquarters 2, was supposed to be a huge boon to Virginia. Remember, it was such a big deal when the state won the nationwide sweepstakes with $750 million in tax breaks. But according to the Seattle Times, employment is actually declining at HQ2. So they're reporting that it was supposed to add 25,000 new jobs in Virginia by the end of the decade and add 2,500 jobs this year. But HQ2 actually lost 200 positions over the last year. My question is, does this at all come as a surprise to you? And my question to you even further was, do you think Amazon has peaked, not just in terms of employment, but just the direction it's going?
Sure. Well, here's my opinion. Because they're not really given reasons as to why there has been a decline in hiring. My opinion is when they made that decision, they said where they predicted things would be as far as employees after the decade, they didn't take into account AI. AI is a real thing. I just want you guys to know we've just been talking about it for a little over a year, because last year in February is when we on the show started talking about it. AI is real. So that's one reason why I think that is the reason for less hiring. Two, do I think Amazon has peaked? Absolutely not. Your Amazon behavior is increasing by the month. Question for you, Ursula.
You're correct, actually. There's numbers to confirm that.
Oh, I thought you was going to fight with me.
No. North American sales increased 12% last year to $353 billion. International operations growing by 11% to $131 billion. So there's no sign of stopping other than in the area of employment. And I think it's you brought up AI. I think that there's also a combination of Amazon growing very quickly. Do you know it's coming in on, it's almost 30 years old, so it's been around for about 30 years, but just saw explosive growth and a lot of hiring, and then in recent years has been shedding a ton of jobs as there are redundancies, there are areas that the company tried to grow in, and it's like, okay, that wasn't a big money maker for us, so we're going to cut those departments.
I'm gonna pull the pin and throw it right here, and then I'm gonna turn the microphone off and let you answer this. Why do you hate so much on Amazon?
I don't hate on Amazon. What? I just don't.
But there's something about Amazon that you like. For example, you don't like the fact that you are increasingly using Amazon more than you used to. You've tried to quit Amazon,
and then you got back
in a relationship with Amazon.
Yes.
I just want to know why, because I love you to death, and that's not usually your behavior.
No,
there's some type of contention and animosity that you have towards
because
that giant.
Amazon and the growth of Amazon has actually impacted a lot of businesses, a lot of small businesses, a lot of brick and mortar stores, and I'm not ready to give those up. Every time I try to go to a mall and I can't go to Northgate, I think of Amazon. I think of malls that are shutting down because Amazon is doing so well that it's kind of eliminated the need for malls, with the exception of places like U-Village, and that's a whole nother conversation. But that's one reason. Mm-hmm. The other reason, I'll just give you two examples of things that have bothered me. This morning, I got a package. Actually, it must have been last night. I just opened it this morning. Mm-hmm. And it is a, I told you, it was a facial cleanser that I bought that I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to find again. So I bought it for $15. And then I realized I could get it at TJ Maxx for $5. So I stocked up and bought a bunch from TJ Maxx. But I realized you just assume that Amazon's going to have a great price when, in fact, oftentimes they don't. I also, in the back of my car right now, have a shirt that I bought that, once again, doesn't fit properly, even though it said this would be my size, and it doesn't fit right. And so now I have to have the hassle of going to some drop box to return it. And it's been in my car now for a couple of weeks, and I was just asking you guys, is there an expiration date in terms of how long I have to return it? Right. Those are all small world problems. I get it that it's very, very convenient, but I don't want Amazon to obliterate other businesses.
Okay. And that could be true, but they've also have saved a lot of businesses as well.
A bunch of people
on the business side, like some folks have a product or things like that, and it's up and away now that they have this.
It's and they also have a pretty competitive model of finding products that make money on Amazon and then replacing those products with Amazon Essentials or essentially a copycat version thereof.
Right. And there's a reason why you stocked up at TJ Maxx, because you knew better, right? You knew that there was a good chance that you might not ever see it again.
True. For that price.
You know, and again, like Julie B. just texted in and said, oftentimes it's about the convenience. And what happened was, we talk about Caitlin Clark and what she has done to the NCAA. Online shopping was a thing before the pandemic. We know that. But when the pandemic hit, most of us probably for the first time was like, oh, I guess I'm going to online shop right now. And those behaviors have not stopped. I just now chilled on DoorDash. My DoorDash expenses were too much and I wanted to cut it. I was like, okay, I'm done with that. If you want something so bad, you need to get up and go get it. So that's my deal right there. But the way we shop has now changed. Yeah, for sure. We want to support local. We want to support, you know, the community, all those different types of things. But truth of the matter is, convenience is something, and we are all busy. We all are worried about time, and there's traffic and all those things. So sometimes it's easier to order
things.
I
get all that. I can't give it up.
If you just saved your pennies, you wouldn't have to stop ordering DoorDash. You'd have plenty of money.
I do save my pennies.
Are you guys going to listen to Chef? I'm trying to get
Chef. He's still trying to get on the right side of things today.
Oh,
it's
no.
Not gonna
I'm doubling down.
One.
I'm tripling down.
All right. Your text messages, your feedback, and then, you ever wonder where Ursula's words to live by are going to go? I'm sure. After today's show, we'll see where it goes. We do that next. Gene Ursula.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it is the G and Ursula Show. What a day it has been. We appreciate you guys being with us. Ursula, it's now time for the text messages.
And we'll start with our conversation about Republican gubernatorial candidate Dave Reichert, who says in his world, marriage is between a man and a woman. 206 said, Reichert just said the quiet part out loud. It's not a controversy for Republicans. There won't be any punishment inside the Republican Party. He's just saying what they all secretly stand for. Now, I'm going to just push back on that one because not everybody in the Republican Party believes that. Many do.
Can I ask this?
Is
that considered a conservative value?
For many, yes.
Okay. Mike in a 360 says gay marriage should be legal and biological men should not compete in women's sports. I think 90% of the country feels that way.
Sue on the Cedar River says he can be a good governor, in my opinion. I disagree with what he said, but there are many more positives that he brings.
Cindy from Bothell says 100% G, believe them when they express those opinions and believe that they can and likely will try to set laws and policies to support that. Yes. Yes.
Pop says, this is unfortunate because he just lost my vote with that. I guess it's Mark Mullet or nothing.
Cal Anderson Park, they had a fight over a dog off leash. Jeff and Bonnie Lake says, if a dog comes up to me and takes food and I'm from a different world, I guess, that's just crazy.
That's an idiot dog owner. He's lucky the dog didn't snap at someone that yelled at it or swatted its nose.
David in the 253 says, so much has happened in Cal Anderson Park over the last 4 years. Do you think maybe those people are desensitized to these kinds of incidents that occur and they just wanted to live their life without getting involved? David, that's a good point.
Wait.
I think you might be on to something.
Yes, David. Because I'm looking in the video and there were people still sitting.
Like snacking on a sandwich.
Minding their business nothing's happening.
This is par for the course. Park for the course.
Oh, look at you. Okay, Ursula, I gotta give you that one. That was good. When your coworker tells you they're going on maternity leave, what's your first thought? Julie B says, my thought is, I wish they would give you more time.
That's really kind, actually. Bryant Gumbel, former Today Show host, was mad at Katie Couric for taking maternity leave. Tracy and Burian says, as someone who chose not to have kids, I used to feel put out when my colleagues would go on maternity leave, but two things happened that changed my mind entirely. The first was when a colleague in my same role got pregnant. I got to go on trips that she was meant to go on, so I've been to Scotland, I've been to France, while she was on maternity leave. The second was when I was diagnosed with cancer, and I was able to take family leave that was just as long, if not longer, than maternity leave, and all my colleagues banded together to cover for me, even donating some of their PTO.
Oh, wow. This is the number one topic of the day. Chef throws away pennies. Rebecca Snohomer says, why in the world doesn't Chef just donate it at one of the kiosks at the grocery store or somewhere else? There are constantly places where you can donate loose change and it adds up for the charities.
Merle in Maple Valley says, this is the same generation complaining about our economy and how tight things are, but they throw away money. Holy macaroni.
Mona from Tacoma says, I'm with Chef. I toss my pennies in the street.
How many comments I had to sift through to find that one?
I know. Wait a minute. Chef made this really balanced. But when I tell you that the text line looked more active than a really hot slot machine, and it was not going Chef's way. Let me just tell you that you really sifted through a lot there.
Ursula, what do you know about slot machines?
A lot.
Let's see. 425 says, if people are throwing money in the garbage, I will take it. I'm with Ursula. I pick up pennies, too. A penny saved is a penny earned. All right, Ursula, words to live by, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
And in fact, 425, that was part of my quote, which is a penny saved is a penny earned. And as Dave Ramsey, financial expert, would say, you must gain control over your money or the lack of it will forever control you.
Ooh, that's a good one, Ursula.
So pick up those pennies.
Nick, what do you got?
Well, relationships with coworkers can be a hit or miss. If you mention taking time off while they're here and you're dismissed, even if there's need for surgery or kids that come to play, you'll be finding people asking where you were for all those days. But no matter how much time you spend away from 9 to 5, don't be throwing any pennies in the dump while you're alive. For all you know, those pennies can be saved for a cup of noodle, although ramen is the choice now with the new cups being brutal. I guess no more pennies or styrofoam these days. Huh?
Oh. All right. Okay.
Really good.
So usually I go around and ask people what they're doing after work.
Yeah.
But we're going to give this time.
To the dentist.
Oh, that's not fun.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. Have fun. All right, Chef. You have the final say. You have 1 minute to give your final say. The world is mad at you.
Yeah.
Miss Shirley, everybody's texting you. Yeah. You want to throw away pennies. Your final thoughts.
I touch maybe 100 pennies a year. If I saved every single one of those for the rest of my life, I would save $40. $40, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm not going to. If I see a couple pennies,
for someone,
they're probably going in the garbage still.
That $40.
Wow.
For someone, that $40 is a meal. A couple of meals.
That's
you have to save for 4 decades.
That's your final thoughts? You go out like that?
Yeah. He's man, I drive a used car. Who cares?
If we're looking for pennies, we know who to go to.
Oh, boy. Ursula, have fun at the dentist.
Thank you.
Chef. Bounce back tomorrow, man. Nick, thank you. The Jack and Spike Show comes up next. A penny for your thoughts, everybody. We appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. And as always, be kind.
Hope you have as much fun as we have. So long, everybody.